We're going to break into two groups. We're going to have an ignition crew, which will be Caroline and Kevin. We're going to have a holding crew, Jerome, Ron, and Jason. So let's get our tools and get our stuff, and let's head out to the unit.
That's Eric Stoller, the land manager at Tall Timbers Research Station in Tallahassee. He leads a team that does do prescribed burns and studies its impact on the ecosystem. Prescribed burns are control burns that have a positive impact on vegetation. It can help reduce the risk of wildfires, which is the on-planned fire that can damage huge forest areas.
That we like about prescribed fires, it reduces wildfire risk. We are getting to wildfire season. And places that have wildfires are places that prescribed fire is not being maintained on a frequent level.
Places like swampy areas and near very populated areas have less frequent prescribed burning, for instance. Florida wildfires, meanwhile, can occur year-round, but during this time of year, there is an increased risk as it gets into the drier months.
So we are in a drier pattern than we have been over a lot of part of the state. And it may just be in secluded areas, but we still have a possibility for wildfires in some of these areas.
That's Rhonda Sutphin, the Wildfire Prevention and Mitigation Coordinator for the Florida Forest Service. She says Floridians should also watch out for increased lightning activity. Thunderstorms and excessive lightning have already sparked wildfires in several coastal areas of the state, and lightning accounts for about a fourth of Florida's annual wildfire activity.
Well, this time of year, we start to see more of the high-pressure systems where we have the afternoon showers. A lot of times it's along the edge of the sea breeze, and those showers are more of a pop-up type of a shower to where they have more lightning and less rainfall. So there's more chance of wildfires to start this time of year from lightning strikes.
Hurricane season just started, and Sutphin says the storms usually bring rain, which can help wildland firefighters. But she adds, just like with a hurricane, Floridians should always have a plan in case of wildfire danger.
Along the lines of the hurricanes is the be prepared. So you want to have a kit ready to go and an action plan for your family and your pets if you need to evacuate, whether it's from a wildfire or a hurricane. So you need the same type of supplies as you would in a hurricane kit. So we encourage people to go ahead and get both of those kits ready and be prepared for either one that may happen.
And she adds they are asking the public to exercise caution with all outdoor fires due to the increased risk.
We'd like people just to be careful with what they do. If they're recreating outside and they're cooking, barbecuing, be careful with your coals where you get rid of those. And if you're burning yard debris, cleaning up your yard, never leave a fire unattended. Be cognizant of the weather and the weather conditions. If it's dry and if it's windy, don't burn.
Sutphin adds if anyone sees a fire or even a potential wildfire, report it to your nearest Florida Forest Service office or call 911. There are about 57 active wildfires currently burning throughout Florida. Since January, the Florida Forest Service has already responded to 1,200. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.